For this Friday, August 29th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The man who was sent to prison for the murders of a Posey County couple has died. Austin Custerin was sentenced to 170 years in prison. In 2021, he shot and killed John and Elizabeth Hall inside their Mount Vernon home. On day two of his trial last year, Custerin pleaded guilty to all 11 charges against him. Custerin was being held in the Wabash Valley Correctional Facility in Sullivan County. An official close to the case, who did not want to be identified, says Custerin died by suicide last week. Posey County Solid Waste District wants to remind the community that they will be closed this coming Monday for Labor Day. If your regular recycling day is Monday, they will be picking up on Tuesday instead of Monday. Tonight is week two of the high school football season. Both Posey County teams will be looking to improve to 2-0 in the season. Mount Vernon football hits the road to battle Boonville at 7 o'clock. The Pioneers are also 1-0 after they thumped Paoli at home last week 33-0. You will be able to hear the game with Chris Cook and Alan Buck on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. North Posey football is also away from home this evening as they journey to Tecumseh for a 7 o'clock kickoff. The Braves are 0-1 after they got beat at Princeton in week 1, 28-16. Jordan Fisher and Chris Moreland will have the radio broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Other week 2 games across the tri-state include in the SIAC, Modern Day at Castle. Wright's is home taking on Vincennes. Harrison welcomes Jasper. North plays at Memorial. Bossy is at Central. Outside of the SIAC, Heritage Hills plays host to Apollo. Princeton travels to Pike Central. Gibson Southern hits the road to play Rochester, Illinois. South Spencer takes on Edgewood at home. Southridge has a road contest at Washington, and Perry Central journeys to Forest Park. Last night in local high school sports, North Posey volleyball got another win on the road at Harrison as the Vikings improved to 5-0 on the season. North Posey boys soccer earned their first victory of the year at South Spencer 4-1. They improved to 1-2 overall. And North Posey boys tennis was able to pick up a 3-2 win at home versus Harrison. The Vikings are still perfect on the year with a 4-0 record. In local college sports on Thursday evening, Evansville women's soccer beat Purdue at home 2-1. The Purple Aces improved to 2-1 on the year. It was UE women's soccer's first win against a Power 4 opponent since 2008. Evansville men's soccer lost at 15th-ranked North Carolina 2-0. The Purple Aces are now 0-1-2 on the season. USI women's soccer fell at home to Eastern Michigan 3-1. The Screaming Eagles are 0-5 overall. From Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals earned a split in their 4-game series at home versus the Pittsburgh Pirates thanks to a 4-1 win in the series finale. The Cardinals' record is now 66-69. St. Louis is in Cincinnati tonight for the opening game of a 3-game set with the Reds. First pitch at 5:40. The Reds had Thursday off and are 68-66 on the year. The Chicago Cubs got swept in San Francisco by the Giants 4-3. The Giants won thanks to a 1-out walk-off single the 9th inning. Chicago is 76-58 on the season. The Cubs continue their road trip and begin a 3-game series in Colorado against the Rockies this evening at 7:40. That's news and sports for this Friday, August 29th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a wonderful weekend. Your weather forecast is next.